God bless your wonderful hearts. Great to be with you this nice summer foggy day, I guess, huh? The last couple days it's been nice and hot and warm, and we're back to a little fog in the morning here, but we're blessed anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sons of God, you can't beat it. It's the greatest reality in the world. You know, as a parent, one of the great joys we have is naming our children. I mean, you get the books out, you know, they have volumes now of names and what they mean, background, that sort of thing. And of course, we want a name that our parents, as parents, our children will live up to. And perhaps some of us have family lines that go way back, so we have a heritage we have to protect. So we've got to, you know, keep that family name with our children, right? Even though it might be Elmer, Elroy, or whatever. And not that those names are bad, and I hope none of your names are those, but you get the point. So names are important because there are names. Our names are very important, right? And names have not only importance, but they have great power. Tremendous power, what a name has. I'd like to illustrate that with you. This check here. Now, what's the value on that check? Can you read the writing on there?
$10 million.
$10 million. This is a check for $10 million. Okay? So who would like to have this check? All your hands go up. But guess what?
Even no bank for that.
Well, in my name. Well, even if I put my name on it, it's going to bounce up pretty high, right? But if this check for $10 million had Bill Gates on it, would it work? Just because of that name, Bill Gates, all of a sudden $10 million is a reality, isn't it? Names have great power, don't they? Great power. And there's two names I want to share with you this morning that are the greatest two names the world has ever seen. These two names have greater power, greater love than any two names you could ever think of. Of all the names in the world put together, these two names represent more power than you could ever imagine. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. That name will get you eternal life. Without that name, not much going to happen for you. Sorry. But with that name, eternal life. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Now, God's Word, God Almighty, had a son. And He named him not just Elroy or anything, did He? But He had a purpose for the name, or names that He used, and Jesus Christ were those two names. Jesus. Let's take a look at these two names, because that's what we're going to look today at. What a name. Jesus Christ. Jesus, the name Jesus, in the Greek, means Savior, or one who saves, one who saves. In the Hebrew, it's the word Joshua, right? Joshua. And Joshua and Jesus, same, you know, name, Hebrew and Greek. But one who saves. So Jesus came to save mankind. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes on Him, they're going to get saved, right? They're going to live an eternal life. So, why don't you go to Philippians chapter 2, by the way. And let's take a look at the importance of the wonderful, loving name of Jesus. Philippians In chapter 2, verse 9 of Philippians, it says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above" what?
Every name.
"Every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that" who? "Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Okay? Man, oh man. Is Jesus Christ, is that name important? You bet it is. That name gets you eternal life. That's a name that's above any and every name. So Bill Gates has great value, doesn't he? We trust in that, don't we? We believe in that. We know he's got it in the bank. We've heard about it. The news says he does. God's word says Jesus Christ is a name above all names. Is his name above Bill Gates?
Yes.
Big time. Big time. Can you tap into some power and riches? Wonderful things through the name of Jesus Christ? You bet. You bet. Well, the word Christ simply means anointed or Messiah. The anointed one. The Messiah. The chosen one. God chose Jesus Christ to save mankind. He is the Savior. So we have the greatest name, oh my goodness, Jesus Christ, than any name you could ever imagine. So let's go to Romans chapter 10. It's interesting to know in the Bible, as you see these names used, that many times when the word Jesus is used, it's in reference to the one who saves and what he did to save us. He humiliated himself. He bore himself to be put to death. He died on the cross. That is Jesus. Jesus saves, right? Now, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And now, he sits where? At the right hand of God. And he is the Christ now. He is the Messiah, the anointed one. Christ emphasizes him being raised, being seated at the right hand. He is the one that is in us. Is it Jesus in you?
Yeah.
Well, it's Christ. Technically, the Bible says it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Understanding that emphasis, it's Christ. All that he's made available, Jesus Christ, all that he is, seated at the right hand of the Father, that's in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So great significance. Here in Romans chapter 10, we have a verse that, for the most part, when someone asks you, how do I get saved or born again? Many times we take them to Romans 10:9. And it's here in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. Okay? What's Lord emphasize? The word Lord represents or emphasizes power and authority. Power and authority. So, yes, he's Jesus, the one who humiliated himself and gave his life on the cross, but he is the Lord Jesus Christ. We make him what? Lord. We make him Lord, and that's why we can say Lord Jesus Christ. So, we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Saved. Man, oh man. Confessing with the mouth Jesus as Lord. It says in verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? Call upon the name of the Lord. Names have power. Go to Acts chapter 4, please. You know, when you use both Jesus Christ together, many times in the Bible you can see that it's either Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus. And with Jesus Christ, there's an emphasis where He is the humiliated one who is now seated at the heavenly, at the right hand of the Father, the glorified Christ. Right? Or if it's Christ Jesus, we see the emphasis of the Christ, the glorified Son of God at the right hand of the Father. So it's fascinating to work God's Word and see how this is used in the Bible. Now, let me say this. It's very challenging to work some of this because you've got Greek, you've got Aramaic, and you've got so many different texts. We don't have the original God-breathed Word, right? So we have to use all these texts. So you're going to find some texts have Christ Jesus, some might have Jesus Christ. So a lot of times you got to look at the context there to see that. But for the most part, a lot of times you can see that is represented. Jesus Christ and what that means and emphasizes, and Christ Jesus, the one that's been glorified, that humiliated Himself. All right, you're in Acts chapter 4, right? Let's take a look at verse 12. And this is in the early church here. It says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be" what?
Saved.
There it is. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ. That's the name of names that will save us. That's what they went. They went about teaching using the name of Jesus Christ. That's what's going to save people's lives. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, please. Well, what is the result of getting saved? Well, the result of getting saved is you're born again of God's Spirit. You're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. You have all that God gives in the new birth. God doesn't give some people something and somebody else something else. He's not a respecter of persons. You get born again of God's Spirit, you get the same seed everybody else does, right? Same Spirit, all the capabilities, all the power, everything included, everyone gets the same. Everyone gets the same. God's not a respecter of person. Praise the Lord. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, let's look at this great verse here. Verse 11. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in" what? "The name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God." So you're washed, you're sanctified, you are justified in the name. That name got you cleaned up, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right? That's quite a bath, isn't it? You're washed, you're sanctified, set apart. Sanctified means set apart, special for God. Man, oh man. Through the what? The name. The name. This name is very powerful, folks. And you have the privilege of using that name, don't you?
Yeah.
You do. You're a son of God. You're born again of God's Spirit. Now you have a checkbook, sort of spiritual checkbook, where you can write, maybe not your name, but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who do you pray to God, but what name do you sign on that check as you pray to the Heavenly Father? Jesus Christ. That's right. Man, oh man. 1 John chapter 2, please. We're looking at what this name brings us. So in 1 John chapter 2. Verse 12. Let's see. That's not it, is it? Is it? 1 John 2:12. Oh, I write unto you. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are what? Forgiven you for what? His name's sake. There it is. Forgiven. Forgiven. Ephesians 1, please. Ephesians 1. Quite a name, isn't it? This name, Jesus Christ. Quite a name. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, this is a prayer that God has for us, really. Verse 17, let's start there. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. So, is there a better name than Jesus Christ? Not at all. He's put Him far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. You can't beat the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ is the greatest name man has ever seen, ever known, ever realized. Go to Philippians 4, please. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 3. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, which with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Now we're going to talk about our name a little bit. Your name, where's your name now? It's in the book of life, isn't it? Your name, no matter if it's Elroy or Ira, that's my middle name. Ira. And hey, no matter what, I'm born again of God's Spirit. It's in the book of life. So your name's in the book of life. So is life secure for you? You know, are you born again? If you're heaven bound, all hell can't stop you, right? Because your name is in the book of life. Isn't that neat? And you also have the privilege of using the name of Jesus Christ to live your life until He comes back, to walk with great power, with great deliverance, helping others who need to be saved, who need to know the name of Jesus Christ, so they too can have their name on the book of life. They too can walk with great power and conviction in their life. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. We have the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ to bring deliverance. This is the first great story outside of that day of Pentecost, where Peter and John were heading somewhere. They were going to the temple for the hour at the hour of prayer. And chapter 3, verse 3, let's read verse 2. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee." What did he have to give? Well, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. I'll tell you what, with that name of Jesus Christ, you can do great, wondrous things. Somebody that is crippled can walk again. Somebody who is blind can see again. Just because of that name, the power represented by that name gets fantastic results. Fantastic results. Why don't you go to the Gospel of John? You know, Jesus Christ, before he left this earth, before he gave himself over to be humiliated, murdered, and died, he worked with his people. And in chapter 14, verse 12, let's see what he says here, what his encouragement was. Verse 12 of chapter 14, "Verily, verily." Whenever you see "verily, verily" in the Bible, it's pay attention. Something very important is going to be said. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whosoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." You know what you and I can do? We can minister to somebody in the name of Jesus Christ, and they can be delivered. And who's going to get glorified for that? You? God. Because you're using Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, to bring deliverance. "The works that I do, you're going to do also. And greater works." Perhaps one of the greater works we can do that Jesus Christ could not do was to bring the new birth to somebody. I mean, he could not get somebody born again because he had not paid the price, right? So, but we can now. It's available. And by helping somebody, teaching God's word to them, the greatness of the name of Jesus Christ, they can make Jesus Lord in their life. They can believe God raised him from the dead. They're born again of God's Spirit. Born again of God's Spirit. Man, the works that Jesus Christ did, and greater works we can do. Why? Because we have the name. We can ask in his name. "That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And if you didn't get it in that verse, he added another verse. 14. "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Okay, he says it again, repeats it. Go to Luke, please, chapter 10. Luke, chapter 10. Jesus Christ, during his very short ministry, worked with his disciples to reach out with the word of God. And he sent out 70. Remember that? He sent out, at one time he sent out just the 12. And then he also later on sent out the 70. Look in verse 1, chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Okay. Then they went. And they came back. And what was their response when they came back? Oh my golly, was that tough out there, Jesus? Man, oh man, it was a horrible time. We just had a rough time, Jesus. I wish you were with us. If you were with us, we could have really done some great things. No? What happened? Verse 17. And the 70 returned again with what? They returned with joy. They had a bounce in their step. They had an exhilaration in their soul, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. The name of Jesus Christ will kick out devil spirits. Oh, all the time. All the time. I remember one event where I got a phone call, and this person said, you know, came on, and I couldn't understand who it was at first. There was all this noise and havoc in the background of this, you know, on the phone there. And I got his name, and he says, we're having a problem here. Just, our daughter's just freaking out, and we don't know what to do. And I just said, in the name of Jesus Christ, devil spirits out. Total silence. Gone. Just like that. Just like that. Why? Because the name of Jesus Christ has the power to kick the devil spirits out. Did Jesus Christ, could he kick devil spirits out? Was there a devil spirit bigger than Jesus Christ? No way. So when we use the name of Jesus Christ, we can do some booting, right?
Yeah.
You bet. Hey, if Bill, just by signing Bill Gates $10 million here, we got it. Same thing. Jesus Christ, kick out devil spirits, sign the name and start kicking. Man, folks, I think Christians have just missed this. And I know I have. I'm learning. I'm growing to see this bigger. Is this true or not true? Is the Word of God the will of God? Is God's Word true? Yes. So can we do it? Yes. Boy, these guys had some great joy because the devil spirits are subject unto us through thy name. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Well, let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. A couple more verses, we'll close up here. Because I want to let you get out here and start using the name of Jesus Christ. What did I say? Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 1, 11. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, what a wonderful prayer. What a great prayer to pray for each other. You know, that we could rise up, that we can have that work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. Because when you do those great works, God is glorified. Jesus Christ is glorified. They recognize in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Man, that name gets glorified. When that name gets glorified, people start talking about Jesus Christ. People talk about Bill Gates. Why? Because he's rich. He's got power. Jesus Christ beats him hands down, right? And man, don't we want people to be talking about Jesus Christ? Big time. Big time. And we want that name glorified in our life. We should so work our life, our walk with the Heavenly Father. What is Father? What would you have me to do in the body of Christ? So that the name of Jesus Christ is glorified in my body, in me. Okay. Hebrews 13:15. Two more. Hebrews and then Colossians. And I'll let you go. Hebrews 13, verse 15. In Hebrews says, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Giving thanks to his name. Now, and I believe we are. I see a wonderful family of believers here that I have the privilege to live with and to move God's word with, that love the Lord Jesus Christ. They love God, their Father, and they pray. I mean, boy, we had some great prayers today, didn't we? And we prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. What a lifestyle to live by that name. To sign all of our checks with that name, right? It's a name above all names. And it's a name that we can use day in and day out, moment by moment, and to be very, very thankful for. Very thankful for. Let's go to Colossians 3:16. We'll close out there. Colossians 3:16. Now, sure, great, like Andrew, to see you and your family and friends here. You know, they're up yesterday up at camp, right? Yeah, they come all the way down from Camp Sierra, and you'd think they'd be tired and everything else. No, they got to come see the believers. They got to go hang out. And I apologize, I didn't have. Okay. But wow, they recognize who they are. They want to be with believers that love Jesus Christ. Okay, let's read some Bible here. Close out verse 16. 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father." What else are we going to do, huh? Yeah. As a son of God, you and I have the privilege and legal authority to use the name of Jesus Christ. We have Christ in us. We can bring deliverance to any and every situation because we can use the awesome, loving name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we pray in that name this week, let's believe for results. Let's recognize what we're saying when we say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has written your name in the book of life. Let's write the Son of God's name on the lips of believing to bring deliverance to our nation and our world. Okay? Okay, so Father, thank you for making available your Son, that we can, because of what he did, Father, that we can use his name to thank you, to bring deliverance to this world. Father, we're very, very grateful that we can be born again, that our names are in the book of life, and that we can live each and every day with the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ on our lips. So I thank you, Father, for each and every person here just living their life to the utmost, recognizing who they are in Christ. And Father, I pray this in the wonderful, loving name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Okay.